Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We exhort your name, O Lord. We lift you up high. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, for you are great, O Lord. Thank you for all that you have done for us, the present, the past, the future. O Lord, thank you for this season. We honor you, Lord. We cannot but to say thank you, Father, for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you, O Lord, for the highs and for the lows of life. Thank you for you, the Lord, you are with us when we are on the mountaintop of life and when we walk through the lowest season of our life, when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. For you, the Lord, you are with us. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. Oh, for your mercy never fails. We honor you. And Lord, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 23rd of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his love is everlasting. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day, that in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, every evil agenda that the enemy has set into this day, I overturn them. In the name of Jesus, I declare confusion into the camp of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me, the grace of the Lord is upon me. I speak to you this day, I declare that the blessings of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I overturn every demonic agenda over my day. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, I declare, I cancel every evil expression that is in this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my life, you align with the divine provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the system and the structures of this day will work together in my favor. They will walk together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, you this day hear the word of the Lord. I am blessed in you. I am favored in you. I am lifted in you. And I am preserved in you. In the name of Jesus, I enter into a new day. I enter into this new day by the mercy of the Lord. And in his mercy, I go through this day. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me today. In the name of Jesus, oh, the scripture says fire go before the Lord and consume his enemy. I declare today that the fire of the Lord go before me and consume every evil that is in this day. In the name of Jesus, I overcome every noise of failure in you this day. I overcome every noise of evil, noise of tragedy, noise of accident in you. I overcome you today in the name of Jesus. I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. I am preserved of the Lord by his blood in the name of Jesus. My steps are covered by the blood of Jesus. I arise in power. I walk in favor. I am strengthened by mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare that every gate that resisted and restricted me yesterday, you are open for me today in the name of Jesus. I receive the breath of life from the Spirit of God. All that is in me come alive in the name of Jesus. I walk in the provision of God for me today. I walk in the provision of God for my life in the name of Jesus. I assess God's resources, God's provision for me today in the name of Jesus. I declare that my steps are ordered by the Lord. I will not walk into trap. I will not fall into trap. I will not walk into tragedy. The light of God shine onto my path. In the name of Jesus, I declare that any weapon that is put together to fight against me, they will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, every tongue that professes evil concerning me, in the name of Jesus, their word turn back to them and their word continue to follow them. In the name of Jesus, such talk is condemned. Their words betrayed them, and the words begin to follow them all the days of their lives in the name of Jesus. For I have a covenant of blessings from the Lord. Whosoever blesses me shall be blessed, and whosoever resists their tongue to curse me, their curse will walk upon their life forever, all through the days of their life, in the name of Jesus. I raise the banner of the Lord over me, for his banner over me is love, in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil language that is in this day, language of sickness, of diseases, of infirmity, of accident, in the name of Jesus. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. I release the language of blessing, the language of favor, the language of peace, the language of joy into my day, in the name of Jesus. I declare that as I go, the Lord is with me. The Spirit of the Lord is with me. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord, the scripture says, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Today, I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Quickly, before we go into the word for today, I want to remind you of our program that is coming up on the 27th of this month, 27th of November 2025, by 12 p.m. Come and enjoy the presence of the Lord. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. The venue for the program is the usual place we've been fellowshipping, is at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Sango, Eleyele Road. The Lord bless you as you make it a time to appear before the Lord in Zion to receive strength from him. Mark the day in your diary. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. And beloved, I want us to quickly raise up our voice and pray for this nation, that in the name of Jesus, the peace of the Lord will reign in Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. That we take Nigeria for the Lord, the government and his people, the land and all its wealth, in the name of Jesus. Pray and tell the Lord that the hand of the Lord will be upon this nation, that the mercy of the Lord will speak for this nation. And most importantly, I want us to pray for our brethren, for missionaries all over this nation, that the Lord will strengthen them, that the Lord will defend them, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will give unto them grace, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that the Lord will expose the work of the wicked. The Lord will expose their work, and their evil plan will turn upon them, in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will arise and fight for the cause of the gospel, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, and like we do, we are going to thank God for his mercy, for his grace over our life, for what he has done for you, for what he has done in our lives. No matter what we are going through, either you are on the mountaintop of life or you are passing through the worst valley time of your life, he has promised that he is with you. The Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. Oh, we are going to bless his name for his mercy, for his grace. Thank him for all that he has done for you. We are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 81 from verse 1 to 10. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Sing aloud to God, our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and strike the timbre, the pleasant harp with the lute. Blow trumpets at the time of the new moon, at the full moon, on our solemn feast. For this is a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. This he established in Joseph as a testimony when he went through the land of Egypt, where I had a language I did not understand. I removed his shoulder from the body, his hands were freed from the basket. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the water of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel. If you will listen to me, there shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Praise God. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Sing aloud unto God, our strength. Sing out unto Him. Make a joyful shout unto God for His mercy, for His love, for all that He has done for you. Raise a song unto Him. Lift up your voice. Make a shout of joy unto the Lord. Oh, give honor unto Him. For our God is good, for He has established His word in our life as a testimony. Thank the Lord, for He is the one that is with you, that brought you out of that evil that you were experiencing. Oh, from a place of bondage and a place of suffering. Give thanks unto the Lord. He is the Lord that broke the bands of the enemy from your hand. When you call unto the Lord answer you, He deliver you. He answer you from His presence. The Lord answer you thunderously. The Lord God is with you all the while. Even when you go through waters, He is with you. When you pass through fire, the Lord is with you. Give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy. Honor Him for His grace over your life. I want you to bless the Lord this morning, for His good is kind. Bless the name of the Lord. Open your mouth wide and tell thee to the Lord that, Father, you are faithful. You are a righteous judge. You are a righteous God. We bless your name. Father, this morning we come before you. We bless you. We lift up our voice and we say, God, you are faithful. Irrespective of what is happening around us, irrespective of what we are going through, we say, Lord, you are faithful. You are a faithful God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Despite the wickedness of men, despite the evil that man has perpetrated, you, the Lord, you are faithful. You remain faithful forevermore. Oh, thank you, because you will always fight for the cause of the righteous. You will always fight for the cause of the innocent. You will always arise and fight for the widow, the fatherless, and the orphan. Father, we bless you this morning. We lift up our voice. We say, you are God and you are God forever. And Lord, this morning, oh, we open our mouth wide and we call unto you, that in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we call unto you, for we are in the situation of trouble. Lord, that you will arise and you will deliver us in the name of Jesus. You will answer us from your secret place of thunder in the name of Jesus. You arise and fight for the cause of the gospel. You arise and fight for the cause of those that are redeemed by your blood in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to your name. We pray, oh Lord, today, that your hand of grace will be upon us in the name of Jesus. As we come together to congregate, Lord, we ask for mercy, we ask for grace, we ask for joy. And most importantly, we pray for our brethren all over the world who for one reason or the other are being terrorized for the worship of the gospel. We ask that you will strengthen them. You will stretch out your hand over them. You will answer them from the place of thunder. You will deliver them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the presence of the Lord.